This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Y'all are in trouble today. I'm on one.
Ooh.
I'm on one. Look out.
What's going on?
On a good one.
Okay, on a good one.
Yeah, good. No.
I didn't know if we needed to be upset about something. I was going to have your back 100%. What are we upset about and what are we venting on?
Okay, that's an offshoot of what were we doing? I don't want to say that there's a parking lot snafu, but there is. Well, it's just some people are hoggy and so they take all the good stuff, and it's cool. If the answer is great, we need to show up earlier. But
if I just need to park inside the building, I will. It's like,
Chet, do we need to be petty as a show?
Too late. I've already got that covered. But the joke was, I'm going to be mad if I don't get to have that fight.
Yeah.
That was what we were saying earlier.
Yeah, so I was ready whichever way we were taking it.
No, and I told Michaela, I said, park in the loading zone. It's dangerous. Just park in the loading zone. And we don't need three spots for a loading zone. What are we loading?
Yeah. Well, it's true. And listen, I'm not afraid of much, you guys, but I'm a little bit afraid of the dark and leaving my car into, like, a building early in the morning.
I'll tell the whole story. We've got a wash out back, and as you might imagine, it's become a bit of a community in there.
Sure.
And then every once in a while, the community will creep its way towards our building, and it's literally right outside the door. To the point of where I used to park on the other side of the parking lot. I just feel like I don't need that aggravation.
Yeah.
And honestly, so I used to park next to the dumpster. And somebody was in the dumpster area one morning, and it was a little shaky. I think I surprised them as much as they surprised me. And then their reaction was maybe a little more aggressive than my reaction, because I just played it off like, hey.
What's up?
Yeah, no, gave him the head nod. Hey. Like we were all just going about our business.
Sure.
Okay. They were like, and I was like, okay. I'm going to park a little closer to the door myself.
Yeah.
And I would like to take any idea that you may have of that there would be something in my truck that you may want.
Oh, sure.
Which there's not. I mean, if you want some prescription sunglasses.
I'm kind of a hot commodity these days.
I'm your guy on that. And I believe my wife has a pack of Kleenex. And other than that, it is probably
those
not,
are the goods.
It's not a lot for you. But yeah, so anyway, so Michaela was like, I feel really bad. Because you're still, what are you, 6 months in now?
Not even.
So you're still kind of tiptoeing around trying to figure out just exactly what is acceptable and what's not. As good, solid employee, Michaela
Gordon. Of course. But I also am a fraidy cat, so I have to park literally right up in front of the building.
No, and I told her, park in the freaking loading zone right in front of the door.
Thank you.
And if anybody has a problem, well, I'm going to be mad if I don't get to fight that battle. But I have questions.
Okay.
Is Diddy in jail? Because I know they arrested, if you didn't hear, Diddy got arrested last night. A grand jury returned some charges, although his lawyer says he's not really sure. How do you go arrest somebody if you don't know what the charges are?
I don't know, because I saw footage of him yesterday in the afternoon, like sunbathing at Central Park, like just living his life.
Hope he had a good time.
I hope he did too. But you would think somebody that was in that much trouble wouldn't just be so publicly hanging out.
Well, they were supposed to arrest him today.
No, they got a tip.
They got a tip and they decided to do it yesterday. It was supposed to happen this morning. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, and they thought he was going to bounce?
Yeah, so they got a tip. They were tipped off and they did it yesterday instead of today.
Ha. So my question is, arrested, booked, and released, or is he still in jail? Is he waking up this morning in jail?
I'm checking right now.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I looked myself. Here's my other question while you're in there digging. So BET Hip Hop Awards are coming October 8th to Las Vegas. What venue? I didn't see a venue.
I didn't see a venue either.
So it's literally they have 3 weeks to figure this out, and you don't know what your venue is yet? It seems weird to me.
Yeah, well, listen, I love all business coming to Vegas. I think it's great.
Sure.
But it feels like 3 weeks is just not enough time. I feel like you have to plan these out so far in advance, because otherwise it's like annoying for the locals. It's a lot of traffic. It's a lot of people not knowing what they're doing.
This won't
at least
be that.
For me.
This won't be that. You know what I mean? It'll be 3,500 people.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be. It's not like it won't be at Allegiant Stadium with 70,000 people.
Right.
That much I know. But I don't know. But I don't know where else it'll be. I know it's not Allegiant Stadium just because I know. but it bothers me that I can't find out what the venue is. Yeah, we're coming.
To your point, when I saw the headline and I assumed, oh, the BET, it's for next year.
Right. Me too.
Not 3 weeks. It's October 15th.
Yeah,
Tuesday,
sure.
October 15th. They don't have a venue yet. What?
Right. You're not announcing? Somebody knows, and they should be telling us soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like texting me.
Yeah. Somebody please text me.
Somebody, because honestly, somebody's got a catering thing that they got to get ready for.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Somebody's got to take care of, well, like I always say, 42 million people come to this town every year. Somebody got to feed them. Somebody got to clean up after them. Somebody got to entertain them. You know who that is? That's us.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
Somebody knows something. All right, those are my questions. And there's plenty more to come later on in the show. A new champion on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Oh, and all the, yes, the blockheads are in force.
Losing their minds. Got DMs all day yesterday.
Yeah, right? No, we do not have extras. And no, we can't just get you in. This thing is super tight. And I'm kind of weirded out about that, too. It's like, okay, everybody, please. Hold your breath a minute. And literally, we're not able to tell you anything more than that. That they're in town. Mm-hmm. Here's the two things we can say. They're in town and you're going to meet them on Friday. Other than that, shut up.
Yeah, that's
about,
it.
About everything. Don't say another word. And it's like, you know, we've done this a time or three.
A time or three.
I think... I'm not going to say anything else. I don't want to ruin everything. But blockheads, get ready. First pick is coming up in 15 minutes. Your chance to meet the boys minus Donnie. I don't want to oversell.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't want anybody to be disappointed. But your chance in about 15 minutes with the first pick, only on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, I'm told there's updates. Special report. The Chet Buchanan Show. We go to the update desk. Here's Adrian Hernandez.
When it comes to Diddy, he spent the night in federal custody, and he will be brought to court for arraignment this morning. As far as the BET Hip Hop Awards and the venue, that'll be announced next week.
Why? You might as well just announce a day off.
Well, there's somebody out there. One thing I saw when I was looking earlier, there was somebody out there trying to sell $20 general admission tickets. I wouldn't buy those.
Never.
I got to be honest. I'd hold off on those.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I'm not so sure those are legit.
Listen, I'm kind of surprised about Diddy. I almost thought it was just going to go under the rug. Nothing was going to happen. It's going to get big, I think.
This is... Yeah, if they went and grabbed him last night and they held him all night long and all that, and because it's federal, it's sex trafficking, which they're not going to play with.
That's Homeland Security.
And you're not going to go, this is going to be a big high-profile case. You're going to be pretty buttoned up. I got to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know when you look at me, you go, that guy's a legal expert.
I do.
I look at that Chet
every
Buchanan,
time.
And he knows what he's talking about. I don't. I truly don't. But I got to, you know, just.
No, you know enough.
Two plus two equals six.
Sure.
They got to be buttoned up because you can't look like dopes on this one.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just interested to see what they found.
Yeah.
That it'll be this big, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Well, I was going to say just the Cassie video alone, but no, there's more to it.
Of course.
And don't forget, they raided both houses too, the LA and the Miami.
Yeah.
So there's the story, and the stories are out there too. The stories are kind of wild.
Well, Danity Kane is coming out, the members of Danity Kane. It's crazy.
Oh my God. We could do that. We could do this for hours, but I have to tell you that the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford. Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. Blockheads, get ready. I should also let you know, this New Kids thing is happening Friday morning at 10:30. So you're going to have to take the morning off. Block out. See what I did there? Not on purpose. Block out like 10:30 to 11:30, 10:30 to noon.
Yeah.
And just know that that's happening because we lost one yesterday. You know, we had one and then we lost them because they went, oh no, 10:30 Friday. I can't come to that. I don't know if she talked like that, but it seems like that's what it would sound like. So make sure that you're clear, and we'll give you your chance to win coming up in just moments.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Hang on. You should say that a little louder.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, louder, but whispering. I see what you did there.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
Right, we gotta go. We're late. Well, who's on the phone, please?
We got Rhiannon Lucero from North Las Vegas.
Hi, Rhiannon. Do you drink coffee?
Good morning. I do not. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, none of this
disqualify me immediately.
No, it just means we don't have a ton to talk about here.
Oh, great. Well, then we'll just not waste each other's time. And
this is what I say to you. I like this, Rhiannon. If there's anything that we love on this show, it's efficiency.
And, we love it.
It's something that we all share. And so please, welcome to our OCD club.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So one in three say that their entire day is ruined if their coffee isn't right. They can tell. One in four say they can tell you right away if something's different just by tasting it.
Yeah. Listen, my whole entire day isn't ruined, but I so look forward to that first sip of coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
And if it's not right, I feel it. I'm in a little bit of a bad mood.
We were going to ask you what your favorite coffee sweetener was, and then I was going to joke that mine is Bailey's, but then
perfect. Yeah, maybe a little bourbon
on the on the weekend when the weather gets a little colder. A little football on a Saturday morning. I don't want to say that if my wife drags me out of the house before noon to go to Target, I'm not saying that you don't know what you'll find in my cup. But check to see.
No one needs to know.
Yeah, check to see which one of us is driving. That's
good. At least you're responsible.
And get ready for this. One in five people will tell you that fresh coffee is better than sex.
Okay.
What's the age that says that? I think there's probably an age associated.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to put some pants on before you get that cup of coffee. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna need you to calm down just a touch. Well, good. I'm glad we got all that out of the way. Rhiannon, we'll see you on Friday. Are you a back in the day old school New Kids on the Block fan?
I am a back in the day old school New Kids on the Block fan, but I am not a blockhead. I literally hate that term, so I refuse to. I hope that also doesn't disqualify me, because I definitely want to go. But I love them, but I can't be associated with the blockheads.
I love everything about her.
I was going to say, you keep thinking you're getting disqualified. You're moving to the top of the list.
Yeah, we're liking you more and more, sis.
I'm making a little note. Make sure to meet Rhiannon on Friday. Perfect. She's the greatest.
Wear a name tag. Yeah.
No, so we will. We'll see you on Friday morning. Clear your schedule, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hang tight. 1 second.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, this is what a well-thought-out plan looks like. Can you sense this? Put your hands on the radio right now and feel the warmth of my sarcasm. Because this is... it's a good idea until it's not. You know what I'm saying? This happens a lot. Like, I get where the guy's trying to go with this, but then it's opened up a whole new set of problems for him. 45-year-old guy near Detroit rigged his car with a fake bomb because he thought it was going to get repoed.
Oh, God, wait. Initially, I said this is ridiculous, but now hold on a minute.
In what way? You think he's smart?
Is this clever?
Yeah. No, I'm going to try and find the good part in this.
Yeah, and he's kind of sticking it to the man. Kind of don't hate that.
Yeah, well, so he made it look like the car would explode if anyone moved it. He put a propane tank in the passenger seat, wires running from the regulator, you know, the twisty thing on the tank.
Uh-huh.
With wires running from that to the center console of the, and then he strapped a second tank to the driver's side wheel on the outside, with copper wiring running underneath the car. Then, just to make sure that nobody confused that with, you know, maybe he was having a barbecue or whatever, he also put a cardboard sign on the windshield that said, "Don't move car." This is a quote. "Don't move car. It will blow up." So one of the guy's neighbors said that he saw him rigging everything up and that the guy told him straight up that if anybody touches it, it'll blow up. So just, you know, if you see him mess with my car, you tell him don't touch it.
Sure.
So then somebody, not the neighbor, we don't believe it was the neighbor, but somebody called the cops the next morning. Bomb squad showed up.
Yeah.
Sure they did. Bomb squad showed up. They evacuated the entire neighborhood for about 90 minutes.
Oh my God.
So you know it's not a real bomb. I know it's not a real bomb, and now everybody knows it's not a real bomb. Here's the problem. So now, because they had to call the bomb squad and all that other stuff, believing that it was a real bomb, despite this guy's best efforts, the car still ended up being taken away.
Yeah, of course.
Now, it's not clear if it got repoed or if it got impounded by the police or both, because then you still have to pay an impound fee, even though it got repoed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I thought it was really clever at first because I have a sick sense of humor. But now that I'm thinking about it, what did this guy expect when they found out it wasn't a real bomb? Okay. No, it's not clever. He's a
and
moron.
On top of him losing the car that he tried so hard to save, he's now facing a felony rap for, and I quote, "representing or presenting a device as an explosive." You can't go around telling people. It's like if you strapped hot dogs to your chest. You know what I mean? And you walked into some place and went, "Hey, if you guys don't give me all your stuff, it's going to blow up." You know what I mean? Like, you can't, you just can't.
Yeah.
He could end up, on top of losing his car, he could end up going to prison for 5 years.
Oh my God. So, no, it wasn't worth it.
No, kind of like Friday on First Pick with the 12-year-old girls doing yoga in gym class. It's just not a good idea. It's a bad idea all the way around.
Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
The Diddy indictment has come down.
Yes, it has. This is crazy. TMZ actually just reported that, you said it earlier, for sex trafficking, racketeering, kidnapping charges.
Dang.
It's crazy. There was a video, also transportation to engage in prostitution.
I read something, 3 counts. Is that more than 3?
It says 3 counts here.
Oh, okay.
It does. They said that he was like, there's video of him, quote unquote, yucking it up with fans last night. And then they arrested him. And it's not looking good. I mean, this is...
If you know something's coming, So like Adrian was saying earlier, if you miss it, they were going to arrest him today. And then they got tipped off that Diddy might know it was coming and that he might dip out. And so they went and got him last night.
Yeah.
But isn't that exactly what you do if you, like, you play it cool if you're going to just, okay, we're going to play it cool and then we're going to lull them to sleep. And then we'll go get on the plane and we'll go to Mallorca.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
That's wild.
Yeah, this will get uglier. Stay here for updates for sure on the Chet Buchanan Show. In the meantime, welcome in our buddy Lindsay Pinnafell, Vegas Pet Rescue Project. What's the latest with you?
No latest. There's no update on the case. You know, I'm waiting for that same arrest, you know, to happen too.
Right, right. Because we got a $50,000 reward. It was funny. Michaela said, so what happens? And this is a good question. If this doesn't, if this does not come to fruition, what have people have donated towards the reward, correct?
So it's basically like the reward is a pledge. So it's a standing pledge. Yeah. As long as what happens, that money is like a guaranteed. So it's not like it's not there, but it's a guaranteed. Otherwise, so if it doesn't happen, everybody just keeps their money.
Well, but okay. But we told you that we were giving you $3,500 and we're going to give you $3,500. That's happening either way. So you just tell me what you want and when you want it, and you know, you shall have that, because that's how we roll, and that's how you should be treated, being the queen that you are, Lindsay Pinnafell.
The Reba person, because we're going to.
There should be line dancing in the parking lot.
All this big, you know, I sent it to Michaela, but I did forget to tell you guys, like, when you're like, anything else happened on Sunday, some of the ladies that ran out and were handing or putting up the flyers, they rolled back and they're like, we need more flyers, but we also brought you a dog.
What?
Yeah, and this video is so cute. I could actually post it on our socials.
Tell us more.
So they found a stray dog kind of like that came up to them kind of by the bus stop. And so the girls, I told them, hey, take her to a nearest vet, see if she's chipped. She is chipped, but both the numbers were no good. However, somehow they found a person who knows who she is.
Oh.
But they did surrender her to the rescue because she doesn't live here in the state. And so she surrendered her. The dog's name is Mamas. So now we have a new dog that we gained on Sunday.
Mamas. Maybe she just needed a break and decided to leave Bullhead City. I'm just making up where she's from. And just decided to come to Vegas for the weekend.
Maybe, yeah, she's a mother. She needs some time off.
Maybe she's one of those dogs that knows how to get on and off the bus. And so she's
definitely on the dirty side and very, very, very skinny. So I don't know where she has been, but she found the right people.
Yeah, she did. Lucky
no
girl.
Doubt. All right. Well, keep us posted and let us know. You know, like we'll keep checking in. I don't know. Do we dare let this marinate tomorrow and check in again on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it marinate. We're going to marinate this. Yeah.
We'll let this marinate. We'll check
we're
in again.
On this.
But if something else comes up in the meantime, you call us first, okay?
Sure. Absolutely. You guys are my first call.
Okay.
Thank you. We love you.
Have a great day. Yeah, we love you. Have a great day. Oh,
all right.
And there she goes. Also, there was somebody was like, can you put me in contact with the video? It's Vegas Pet Rescue Project.
Yeah. Google just find him on Instagram. So easy.
It's, simple. Or Vegas Pet Rescue Project.com. It's literally that simple.
Yeah.
Great organization, great people, and they're doing a lot of cool stuff. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more and get ready. Joanne Foster of Santa Fe is our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're going to play for another spot in our New Kids on the Block meet and greet coming up next.
when I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and your one-time champion, Joanne Foster of Santa Fe, returns. Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
Representing Anthem, we got Andrea Castaneda.
I love me some Joanne. I love me some Joanne Foster.
Yes, I just me do. Too.
What? Andrea, so here's the all-important question. Anthem, I understand you're repping today. Inside the gates or inside the gates or outside?
Outside.
It's okay. Don't feel. Aww, don't feel bad about that. Yeah, outside. No, that's also very nice.
I don't have a gate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't have a gate on my neighborhood either.
Yeah, it's okay.
From what I understand. Okay. And then there was a rash because we're fairly close to the 215.
Sure.
There were a rash of car break-ins a number of years ago. This was like right before we moved in. We moved in there 2015. There was a rash of car break-ins. And then they put it to a vote as to whether the neighborhood wanted a gate. And everybody said, yes, gate, 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 gate. And then they said, it's going to cost everybody $600 one time and then like 15 bucks a month. And they were like, no, we'll take our chances. we don't. That's
I love
a true
that
story,
for you guys.
It's an honest to God true story. All right. Buzz in with your names. Don't answer until we acknowledge that you have buzzed in, because you may think you buzzed in first, but you may not have. And then first one to three is the winner, and the rest of it will all work itself out. All right? Any questions?
Nope.
All right, then let's rock. Your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This country superstar, known for songs like The Thunder Rolls and Friends in Low Places, just announced his final residency weekend in Vegas.
Joanne, what took you so long?
I know. Garth Brooks.
Yes. One zip for the champ.
One of the judges on Idol and father to reality television star Nicole Richie is making his way to Vegas with another residency. What's his name?
Andrea
got in first.
Andrea. It's Lionel Richie.
Is it Lionel Richie? Well, who else would it be?
Who else?
Of course, it's Lionel Richie. And what did you say? He's coming back?
Yeah. He's coming back January, right around my birthday, actually, the 15th, January.
I missed that the last couple of times, and I hear it's spectacular.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And I want to go to the Garth thing, too.
I would love to go to the Garth thing.
Somebody's got to hook us up.
Yeah.
We need to know, so we should know somebody. All right, we're tied at one.
This singer is officially getting sued over her hit song, Flowers.
Andrea.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. By the way, for the 177-second survey, we'll play the mashup. The mashup's been out there for a while.
For a while.
I'm going to go on record right now as saying I don't believe that that was on purpose. After a while, just things start to sound alike.
I will go on the record saying I disagree.
All right, let's solve it. Here, we'll let you guys decide. Here, listen to this. Here's the mashup.
But it feels just a little bit bigger now.
So Bruno Mars, If I Was Your Man.
Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same.
Listen to the chord progression. We're also suing.
We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be so.
It's the chorus when she says, like, buy myself my own flowers. It's
right.
The same song.
Built a home and watched it burn.
But you think they did that on purpose?
Yeah, I do.
Joanne, what do you say?
My daughter said, what the heck? That's the same song.
Yep.
Andrea, what do you say?
I say same song.
I say you're all crazy. I say big deal, buy my own flowers. Like, that's so innovative.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
oh, that's
it is.
A one-of-a-kind lyric.
Well, it is. Never heard of it before, ever, until she
I'll
said
I'll take
it.
The L on this one. I'm good. I'm fine. I can be wrong. unless I'm not.
Unless you're not wrong.
Unless I'm not. We're tied at one.
Yeah. The eldest sibling.
Oh, no, wait. Are we tied at one?
No, Andrea's
two on
up.
Andrea.
Uh-huh.
It's 2-1 Andrea. I was so busy with the Bruno with the mashup that I forgot to write down the score. It's 2-1 Andrea. Come on, Joanne, get on it.
I know.
The eldest sibling of the Jacksons family passed yesterday.
Andrea.
What is his name?
Andrea for the win. Andrea for the win. I'm sorry. Say that again, please. One more time. One more time.
Tito.
Was it Tito? Was it Tito? Tito. Yes, and we've got a brand new champion.
Oh my God, Andrea!
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Joanne, we'll all meet up on Friday and talk about your epic failure. Nice. You know what? You are fantastic. I know this isn't the last we'll see.
We love you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Good job, Andrea.
Good job, Andrea.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Can't wait to see you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. Good job, girls.
And Andrea, can't wait to see you on Friday as well. We're all meeting new kids on the block.
Yay!
All right. And then we'll catch you back here tomorrow at this same time, same channel, as you defend your brand new championship on Michaela's hometown throw.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
77 second survey coming up momentarily. Sarah Silverman tickets were cleared for that today, right?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I was way off my game. I was just making stuff up as we went along and trying to give away stuff that we didn't have.
Honestly, I like when you do that, though. I like when you go a little rogue.
What? Just sideways.
I appreciate
it. Totally sideways.
Like, yeah, did you guys hear him? That's what he said. What's up?
We'll discuss this. Miley Bruno, do you believe a crime has been committed? I'm at this point. I'm on the island.
You are.
And listen, I'm Team Bruno in all cases and with all things. I'm Team Bruno.
Yes.
For the record, in this lawsuit, somebody, part of the music publishing group.
Yeah, that's who's suing.
That Bruno was involved in. So it's not Bruno, but it's people that are.
Tempo or something.
Tempo Music Group is who they are.
Yeah.
They're suing Miley Cyrus because they say that flowers rips this off. Now, there's a TikTok video that's been around for a year and it's got 2.8 million views.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's had anything to do with it, but let me go back further. So the contention is
just a little bit bigger now.
That flowers rips off When I Was Your Man, both in chord progression and lyrically.
Yes.
And here's the mashup in question. But
kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it.
Hang on, I'm gonna hold you right there because you're shaking your head. You're ready to just go on a rant.
Okay.
So we'll let Michaela just stew for 10 minutes and this should be really fun.
Thank you so much.
It's like have you ever had a cat crawl into like a closet or somewhere and they don't want to be in that closet anymore, and then all of a sudden you open the door. I don't want to say that's happened at my house ever, but then all of a sudden you open the door and they're like, I imagine that'll be what Michaela will be like.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense to stew over it for 10 minutes longer alone in a studio with me, not on air.
Make her angry. And what's really awesome is during the commercial break that's about to hit, she'll want to talk about it and I won't let her. I'll be saving for the show. And she'll be like, God. like the old Yosemite Sam cartoons.
Old
Bugs Bunny thing, just wreck a second and just angry.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
Well, I can't wait for the 177 second survey coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, we may have to switch course here with the 177-second survey. The caller's still good. Who's on the phone?
Yes, we got Debbie Herman from Paradise.
Herman? Is that how you say Herman?
I don't think I'm pronouncing that right.
Or Herman?
Herman.
Herman. Yes, I understand.
I love the exotic Herman. You wanted to bring.
I see there's two R's. Do you roll them? R.
No.
No? You don't roll the R's?
I mean,
R's.
You can, but...
I'm going to, Debbie.
She said
Herman.
You can.
Herman.
I like it better, thank you.
Okay, good.
Exotic.
No, I want you happy. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to switch. We're going to switch. Remember we said we were going to talk about Miley and Bruno? Did you hear that a minute ago? Okay, did Miley rip off Bruno or no?
I don't think so.
She didn't hear it.
She wasn't listening close enough to agree hear
it.
With
you,
me.
We should have played it again.
Adrian, did my
100%, 1,000%. Wow.
I just think it's not,
because that was the whole irony of the song. It sounded like Bruno Mars, and it was a response of like, I don't need you to be my man, I'll buy my own flowers, in response to her husband, now ex-husband, apparently cheating on her. Like, there was a whole backstory.
Oh, now that.
Yes. That's why it was so good. It was like in response to this song. That's why I thought everyone was in on it.
Forgot to start the clock.
All right.
Yes. Now that you say it that way.
Thank you.
That's different.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other problem that we have. Toy Drive is 79 days away. As the weather starts to get cooler, you know?
Absolutely.
79 days out. And day after tomorrow, our friends at Walgreens are going to start their scannable. So if you go into Walgreens and they ask you for money, tell them yes, because it's Toy Drive. They have a variety of different ways that they ask. There's usually a little thing up at the register, and it'll have the Toy Drive logo on it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so then, and then they'll read that. But if they ask you for money from the 19th to the 30th at Walgreens,
so great.
You can donate to Toy Drive right there. You can tell everybody that you were the first one to donate.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
And true.
So through that, it's Michaela's first Toy Drive, Debbie Herman. It's Michaela's first Toy Drive coming up in 79 days. And we're getting her prepared because nobody ever realizes just how freaking cold out there it is especially between like 5:30 and 7:15.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
So tell the story.
So our boss said, listen, Mick, if you want to get like a big puffy jacket that'll keep you warm, we'll get it for you as a company and we'll put a logo on it. Just send me links that you like. So I haven't sent anything yet. He reminded me again. So listen, I'm from Vegas.
Show me.
I don't like to be cold. I'm not into it. So I'm trying to think what would keep me warm.
Show me.
But still looks cute. So I sent him this.
It's a full suit.
It's a full suit. It's cute. It's what you would wear to snowboarding. And he kept saying, get a puffy jacket that goes under the knees, long sleeve. So I find him this really inexpensive little snow suit. I think it's adorable. And everyone was like, still be yourself. Still
a
look
women's,
cute if you want.
A women's snow suits, one-piece winter onesie.
Yeah.
Ski suit, hood, fur collar, jumpsuit, outdoor sports, waterproof, ski outfits, romper.
And I know that's right.
That sounds perfect.
It doesn't sound so cute. It's so I sent it black. To our boss.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Showing Adrian.
Also, by the way, it's a deal, an Amazon deal. Our boss responds, maybe all you need is just a jacket. Just layer up.
Okay.
I said, you're the one who told me to send you a link.
Okay.
Don't is shame
the
me.
Is the proper response, A, okay, boss, whatever you say. B, maybe just order me my freaking snowsuit and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Or C, B is right, A is wrong.
Well, then I responded, what is the lowest degree in weather? He sends me a 2024 almanac. That's what he sends me.
Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
You would wear, here's what I would do. If I did that, I would wear, and I'd find cute, like, you know, or furry boots to go with it.
Sure.
Be able to remove layers.
Of course, I can unzip it.
Yeah,
you wear it like a snowsuit.
Yeah, you can.
As the days go on. Thank you. I'm just luring people in at Toy Drive. That's right.
Hey, do you want donations or don't you?
Oh, God, no.
Want to help these kids or don't you?
No. I just thought it was so cute.
And I'm telling you right now, 79 days, make your plans now. Just come to see the snowsuit. Forget about the rest of it. Just come to see this thing.
You can't get any warmer and you layer it up.
Yes.
Apparently that's not cool enough.
Debbie, what do you think?
I mean, I agree with her. I would definitely be in the suit.
And Michaela hasn't lived here in like...
And I hate the cold.
Hate the cold.
Right. That's why we live in the desert. But that's the one thing. And early in the... From Thanksgiving to Valentine's Day, It's like, what's going on in this place? It's yeah.
Crazy.
And the wind blows that, yes.
There's no in between.
Yeah. More than appropriate.
Okay, so can we tell him that Debbie said, mind your business?
I'm texting him right now. Debbie said so.
Debbie said, mind your business.
Yeah. And that we hate the cold.
And we hate
yes,
you.
We do.
No, wait. That was wrong. I've known him longer than I've probably known most people. And truly, I love him more every day.
Yeah.
I really do. But he's wrong on this one.
But he is wrong on this one. Also, don't give me the chance to choose then. You choose.
You don't want that.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I did.
You don't want that.
He hated my little outfit idea.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get you a coat too.
Good.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And if he won't pay for it, I will.
Thanks.
Because that's how we roll. Debbie's like, can I have my Sarah Silverman tickets now? I've got to go to work. All right. Hang on. We'll get your info, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You really are getting out of the car to go to work, aren't you?
I'm actually dropping off my kids to go to work.
We knew something was going on. All right. Hang on one second. We'll get you sticking. Okay. So we're telling him.
Debbie said so.
Yeah. And that's it. Mind your business. Mind your business. You know what? Send him that and a coat. Tell him I said.
Okay.
Or I'll send him that and
you
a coat.
You send the coat.
You know what? I'm just going to start sending stuff every day. Tomorrow it'll be boots. After that, it'll be gloves. I want them all logoed.
No context.
It'll be great.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ace is playing Seattle tonight, if I'm not mistaken. If they win tonight, we wrap up the 4 seed going into the playoffs, which means we'd have home court advantage in the first round, which is a best of 3.
Yeah.
And you play the first 2 games at home.
Sure.
So, and we would play Seattle. So, so you kind of want to put the boots to them tonight just to let them know who's boss.
Absolutely.
You know, let them know. Go into their house and take their candy.
I don't know. With the greatest player ever, Asia Wilson. 1,000-point hitter.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Here's what's funny. I know Fox 5 has it on that Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network, but I don't know how regular folks who don't have that, how we're supposed to watch the game tonight, but we'll figure it out one way or another. Also, 79 days till Toy Drive, as we just mentioned a moment ago. 79 days till Toy Drive, and it's begun already. And I'm not going to rat out who it was, but we get a lot of this, and I'm going to try and head this off at the pass right away.
Sure.
Hey, I'm with this company now here in Vegas. We would like to participate in Toy Drive. Is there somebody you can connect me to so I can facilitate it? And I was like, would you like to be a sponsor? Because maybe, you know, there might be an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, no, we would just love to come down as a company one morning and drop off a large donation. Great. Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just make it happen, baby.
It doesn't have to be. And I know everybody wants to, because you hear people on the air and you want that. The long and the short of it is nobody gets promised airtime.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people that like NV Energy. That's been our home for, God, I want to, is this the 15th year, 17th year, 18th year there at NV Energy? What's this, 2024? So I'm not sure. We've been there a long time.
That's amazing.
Okay, we've been at NV Energy for a long time. So, yeah. So they get a spot for sure. NACVI, who sponsors and makes a large donation.
Yeah.
Terribles. And they kind of got, and by the way, it's kind of like the parking lot at your work. Do they assign parking spaces? No.
It's seniority, baby.
But everybody knows that's your spot.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows. Don't park there. That's where Mary parks.
Sure.
Mary just pulled in. Literally, we have somebody named
Mary.
We have somebody named Mary. She parks in the same spot every day. Yeah. So there's not, it's not a big deal. If you want to reach out, great. If you really are going to do something big, sure, I'll let you know. Just hit me up and I'll let you know if there's something around it.
Yeah, they can slide into your DMs.
Yeah, like you don't want to show up at the same time that Nocvi does because they're going to suck all the air out of the room.
Sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make an appointment. Just show up. And literally, we will try. Well, are you going to say, how many times are you going to say my name on the air? You're coming to the wrong place. Go somewhere else. Make your donation somewhere else. And they'll say your name no times on the air because they're not on the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's not what we're doing it for. Yeah. We legit want to thank as many people as we possibly can, big and small. And trust me, there's plenty of folks that in the past, you know, Michaela will come running up to him. Hey, what's your name? And, you know, would you go on the air with us? And people are like, nope, I'm just trying to go to work.
I hear it. Yeah, I hear that.
You know, and that's fine, too. Thank you. And have a great day. Did you get a sticker? Did you get an ornament?
Yeah. Listen, it's going to be, I'm so excited to be on the other side of this. For me, I've always just watched it happen and been so amazed being from Vegas, but to be a part of it with you this year, it's so exciting to see how many people really want to be involved.
I'd step up your workouts. That's all.
Oh, God. Fine.
I'd mix in a little more cardio.
Okay.
Just saying.
I did start running 2 days ago.
Did you really?
Hate it. Exhausted. It's hard. Running is hard, you guys.
Running is really hard.
It is. Listen, you watch the Olympics, you're like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Can't. Tried to run for 10 minutes straight. Very tired.
That's another one of those things. The people who love it really love it.
They call it runner's high.
Sure.
I'm like, I got dizzy. Did you get that far?
No, that's the runner's high. No,
oh,
that's
is
it.
That what it is?
No, that's what it is.
Some call it when high, you, some call it dizzy.
Yeah, when you think you're going to die,
that's
the part that they love.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they don't realize it's because you're about to die.
Right.
But somehow they feel that, you know, oh, this is great.
Dream state.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, won't be doing that anymore.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. Jeff and Tina... Okay, Jeff, I've lived this, by the way, as the child.
Oof.
So I have very, and knowing what I know as an adult.
Sure.
Jeff and Tina are divorced and have a 4-year-old child. They divorced about 3 years ago. Tina has since remarried and would like her son to take her current husband's last name. She says it's because her new husband is more of a dad, you know, than Jeff ever was. Mm. Jeff, the boy's father, once again, lives out of state and has only seen his son for about a month in the last 2 years. He can't get more time off, but would if he could. Mm. She, Tina, has custody of the boy. Jeff says the child is still his and should keep his name. Which side? Yeah, it's hard. That's real. And the whole thing about it is hard. 702-364-9898. Because it's hard, we want to try and lessen the blow for you. Caller 25 at 702-364-9898. We've got tickets to Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals at Blue Live at Fontainebleau. On Saturday, September 28th, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. 702-364-9898. She wants her kid to take the new husband's last name. How do you feel about that?
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Am I not mistaken? Is this unanimous today, Adrian? It looks on by the screener, is it? Yeah, it's unanimous, right?
Yeah, one person is saying what the kid wants. Everyone else is Bridget, saying no.
Bridget trying to say it. And by the way, the kid is 4. They don't want.
No.
They don't want. Somebody has to be the adult. I'll stand on that. I know that's a popular parenting thing now, and I also know that you'll yell at me and go, "You don't have kids. What do you know?" You're right. I probably don't.
Sure.
But somebody has to be the adult. But I'm listening. Convince me, Bridget, because you're smart. You know I respect your opinion.
Well, you know, I don't remember anyone mentioning how old the kid is.
Four.
So, you know, obviously we're talking top 4.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes it a little harder. If we were talking about a 10-year-old, then yeah, you do what the kid wants and you walk away. case to be made for changing it simply so that, you know, you make everything easier at school.
Is it?
School's coming real soon. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so. Is there another reason besides that?
No. Sometimes you gotta talk it out loud. That's all right. I do love that. Sometimes you gotta talk it out. That happens to me a lot,
and especially with relationship rehab. I'll read it, and I'll feel strongly one way. Michaela knows this better than anybody. I will come in wound up and ready to go and hard-headed, and I'm not going to change my mind. And then I say it out loud, and I go, ew.
Yeah, I hate that idea.
Or ask one sensible question, and you're like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
Or you go, I've got my one point. I'm going to make my one point. And then you go, okay, well, what else? That's it. Yeah, you know, you're right. Bridge, you're the best. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridge.
Hakeem led the way. Hakeem, you're caller number 25. You're going to Anderson Paak. Do you change this kid's last name or don't you?
I think you shouldn't change the kid's last name. Like you guys mentioned, he's only four. I think when he gets older, he decides to go with a different last name because he sees that his dad taking care of him, and I mean that's fully on him, but 4 years old is too young to get the name.
Yeah, listen, Michaela, you said you have a story.
My parents got divorced. And then when I was 18, I tried to legally change my name. Our last name is Cavaricci. And so it just sounded cool. It was part of Z Cavaricci genes. Like, it was like the thing I wanted to do. And I went to change it. And my dad was devastated.
Yeah.
And my dad was around as much as he could be. He did the very best that he could with what he had. And it sounds like this is what the dad is doing as well. He can't always be there, but it says very clearly in the email, he does try. I think it's just disrespectful. And I think that whether you're super young or super old, changing your last name, if it's not like a married thing, if you're going to do it, you just got to know that, like, it's devastating to the father, I think.
Absolutely. 1,000,000%. And so I don't know that it was ever actually legally changed, because I'm a kid who grew up in the 70s.
Yeah.
So things were a little faster and looser in those days. But my mother remarried and married a gentleman named Gentleman. I use that term loosely.
Yeah.
But his name was Vince Wyrzycki, Wyrwitzke. Mm-hmm. And that was my name from like kindergarten to second, third, fourth grade. I don't know.
Wow.
But I guarantee my mom did that to hurt my dad.
Yeah.
She did that. She did. Sorry. I realize that now as an adult.
Yeah, it's really hurtful.
That she did that to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
one thing if the dad isn't involved, like chose not to be around for years, didn't care at all. Then you're old enough. You're like, I want to change it. But that's not the circumstance here.
No. And I was my dad's world. He wasn't equipped to raise me. And he knew that.
Yeah.
He knew that. He knew I belonged with my mom.
Right.
But
he did his best.
I was his world.
Mm-hmm.
For the long, he would have loved nothing more than for me to have been at his knee worshiping the ground that he walked on.
Yeah,
just because that was my dad.
Yeah,
but Tina, no.
Yeah.
Just don't.
You can change your last name. Let the kid keep his own last name.
I hear Bridget's point. I'll say this. I think if there was a situation where they were going to go the whole route and the new husband was going to adopt your son. I mean, if Jeff was a million times out of the picture, I think Jeff's got to work a little harder at maybe getting a little more visitation.
Yeah.
You know, because they were saying he can't get more time off, but he would if he could. Yeah, and I don't know Jeff's deal, but man, find a way.
Definitely find a way, but also it is hard to get time off. Like we have to really look at things realistically, and it's not about love. It's hard to get time off, and especially if he's paying for the kid or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a lot of circumstances to think about. I think that it should just be the last straw, changing your last name.
In my brain, Jeff lives alone in St. George. So it's just far enough that you can't do it. Well, I guess they could drive. You could drive. So let's put him farther. Let's say Jeff lives in Oregon.
Sure.
Okay. So it's just far enough to be far enough and you can't, you know what I mean? It's not like you could just take him for the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not like, and again, you can't get a month off in the summer or whatever. And Jeff lives alone. And yeah, he didn't remarry. That's how I'm envisioning
this. That's how I see it too. Yeah. And it's, look, again, I don't think that a father should be away from his son, but if he's doing all the things he's trying to do, it's expensive to get flights. It's expensive to do all that. He's doing the best he can. She said that.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
And it's unanimous. Thank you. Listen, Chelsea, Melinda, Brianna, everybody else who's on the phone, thank you. But it doesn't sound, if you have another point to make on the other side of this, would love to hear what you have. If you're in favor of them changing the kid's name, I'd love to hear that point. But so far, we haven't heard it.
Sure.
Have we?
No, we have not.
Not from you?
Nope.
I didn't think so. I've learned your body language. Adrian was like, no, I'm not going to fight right now.
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, then that may be it. Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you very much.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
If you have not already heard this story this morning, I guarantee you're going to hear it about 73 times today because this is way out there. An 8-year-old girl in Ohio turned up missing Sunday morning. Parents hadn't seen her in a couple of hours. Well, it turns out girl had things to do. She's busy.
I'm slammed.
Security footage showed that the 8-year-old, I'm going to remind you, 8 years old. Don't get any ideas, kids. Listen.
Turn the radio down.
I realize you get, no, leave it up because you and your parents need to have a conversation. This is the part where your mom or your dad turns to you and tells of the unspeakable horrors that will befall upon you if you try pulling a stunt like this.
Right. I did this.
You did not.
I did.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Oh, that's different. You're 15. Stop.
But still, I was terrified at 15.
Oh, you've been in driver's head. I'm not.
I'm just saying at 8, she's got a lot of chutzpah. Me at 15, I was afraid I did it, but it was still not good.
With respect, it's night and day.
Yeah.
So you boosted your parents' car and went to go see whoever you went to go see. But this story.
Yeah.
8 years old. Got in the family's SUV and drove off. 8. Authorities found her 12 miles away, which they expect would have been a 20-minute drive across multiple highways and surface streets. She decided to go to Starbucks at Target, where she had ordered a Frappuccino. The police actually let her finish her frap before they took her home, which I think is adorable.
Oh, I love that.
And also kind of weird. Like, take it with you. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not all. Somehow the 8-year-old had more than $400 in cash and had spent some of that at Target besides getting the frap. The cops had the store refund her for those purchases. It's not certain what she bought.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is nothing like your little 15-year-old excursion.
No, she's a genius. $400 and went to Target and Starbucks.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now. I refute the genius label. Kids, don't get any ideas right now. She's not a genius. She's no, you little brat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love the way you do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the week.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Aces play in Seattle tonight. If I'm not mistaken, if they win tonight, we wrap up the four seed going into the playoffs, which means we'd have home court advantage in the first round, which is a best of three.
Yeah.
And you play the first two games at home.
Sure.
So, and we would play Seattle. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you kind of want to put the boots to them tonight just to let them know who's boss.
Absolutely.
You know, let them know. Go into their house and take their candy.
I don't know. With the greatest player ever, Asia Wilson. 1,000-point hitter.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Here's what's funny. I know Fox 5 has it on that Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network, but I don't know how regular folks who don't have that, how we're supposed to watch the game tonight, but we'll figure it out one way or another. Also, 79 days till Toy Drive, as we just mentioned a moment ago. 79 days till Toy Drive, and it's begun already. And I'm not going to rat out who it was, but we get a lot of this, and I'm going to try and head this off at the pass right away.
Sure.
Hey, I'm with this company now here in Vegas. We would like to participate in Toy Drive. Is there somebody you can connect me to so I can facilitate it? And I was like, would you like to be a sponsor? Because maybe, you know, there might be an opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, no, we would just love to come down as a company one morning and drop off a large donation. Great. Do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just make it happen, baby.
It doesn't have to be. And I know everybody wants to, because you hear people on the air and you want that. The long and the short of it is nobody gets promised airtime.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are people that like NV Energy. That's been our home for, God, I wonder, is this the 15th year, 17th year, 18th year there at NV Energy? What's this, 2024? So I'm not sure. We've been there a long time.
That's amazing. Okay,
we've been at NV Energy for a long time. So, yeah. So they get a spot for sure. NACVI, who sponsors, makes a large donation.
Yeah.
Terribles. And they kind of got, and by the way, it's kind of like the parking lot at your work. Do they assign parking spaces? No.
It's seniority, baby.
But everybody knows that's your spot.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows, don't park there. That's where Mary parks.
Sure.
Mary just pulled in. Literally, we have somebody named
Mary.
We have somebody named Mary. She parks in the same spot every day. Yeah. So it's not a big deal. If you want to reach out, great. If you really are going to do something big, sure, I'll let you know. Just hit me up and I'll let you know if there's something around it.
Yeah, they can slide into your DMs.
Yeah, like you don't want to show up at the same time that NACVI does, because they're going to suck all the air out of the room.
Sure,
I get it.
Yeah,
but you don't have to make an appointment. Just show up, and literally we will try. Well, are you going to say, how many times are you going to say my name on the air? You're coming to the wrong place. Go somewhere else. Make your donation somewhere else, and they'll say your name no times on the air because they're not on the air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's not what we're doing it for.
Yeah.
We legit want to thank as many people as we possibly can, big and small. And trust me, there's plenty of folks that in the past, you know, Michaela will come running up to him. Hey, what's your name? And, you know, would you go on the air with us? And people are like, nope, I'm just trying to go to work.
I hear that.
You know, and that's fine too. Thank you. And have a great day. Did you get a sticker? Did you get an ornament?
Yeah. Listen, it's going to be, I'm so excited to be on the other side of this. For me, I've always just watched it happen and been so amazed being from Vegas, but to be a part of it with you this year, it's so exciting to see how many people really want to be involved.
I'd step up your workouts. That's all.
Oh, God. Fine.
I'd mix in a little more cardio.
Okay.
Just saying.
I did start running 2 days ago.
Did you really?
Hate it. Exhausted. It's hard. Running is hard, you guys.
Running is really hard.
It is. Listen, you watch the Olympics, you're like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Can't. Try to run for 10 minutes straight. Very tired.
That's another one of those things. The people who love it really love it.
They call it runner's high.
Sure.
I'm like, I got dizzy. Did you get that far?
No, that's the runner's high. No, that's
is that what it is?
No, that's what it is.
Some call it high, some call it dizzy.
Yeah, when you think you're going to die,
that's
the part that they love.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they don't realize it's because you're about to die.
Right.
But somehow they feel that, you know, oh, this is great.
Dream state.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, won't be doing that anymore.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. At Friendly Ford, get more. Jeff and Tina, okay? Jeff, I've lived this, by the way, as the child.
Oof.
So I have very, and knowing what I know as an adult.
Sure.
Jeff and Tina are divorced and have a four-year-old child. They divorced about 3 years ago. Tina has since remarried and would like her son to take her current husband's last name. She says it's because her new husband is more of a dad, you know, than Jeff ever was. Mm. Jeff, the boy's father, once again, lives out of state and has only seen his son for about a month in the last 2 years. He can't get more time off, but would if he could. She, Tina, has custody of the boy. Jeff says the child is still his and should keep his name. Which side? Yeah, it's hard. The whole thing about it is hard. 702-364-9898. Because it's hard, we want to try and lessen the blow for you. Caller 25. It's 702-364-9898. We've got tickets to Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals at Blue Live at Fontainebleau on Saturday, September 28th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. 702-364-9898. She wants her kid to take the new husband's last name. How do you feel about that?
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Am I not mistaken? Is this unanimous today, Adrian? It looks on by the screener. Is it? Yeah, it's unanimous, right?
Yeah, one person is saying what the kid wants. Everyone else is saying no.
Bridget trying to say it. And by the way, the kid is 4. They don't want.
No.
They don't want. Somebody has to be the adult. I'll stand on that. I know that's a popular parenting thing now, and I also know that you'll yell at me and go, "You don't have kids. What do you know?" You're right. I probably don't.
Sure.
But somebody has to be the adult. But I'm listening. Convince me, Bridget, because you're smart. You know I respect your opinion.
Well, you know, I don't remember anyone mentioning how old the kid is.
Four.
So, you know, obviously we're talking top 4.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes it a little harder. If we were talking about a 10-year-old, then yeah, you do what the kid wants and you walk away. For case to be made for changing it simply so that, you know, you make everything easier at school.
Is it?
School's coming real soon. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so. Is there another reason besides that?
No. Not a darn reason I
can say. Sometimes you gotta talk it out loud. That's all right.
No, I do love that. Sometimes you gotta talk it out. That happens to me a lot, and especially with relationship rehab. I'll read it and I'll feel strongly one way. Michaela knows this better than anybody. I will come in wound up and ready to go and hard-headed, and I'm not gonna change my mind. And then I say it out loud and I go, Ew.
Yeah. Oh, I hate
or
that idea.
He asks one sensible question, and you're like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or you go, I've got my one point. I'm going to make my one point. And then you go, okay, well, what else? That's it. Yeah, you know, you're right. Bridget, you're the best. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Bridget.
Hakeem led the way. Hakeem, you're caller number 25. You're going to Anderson .Paak. Do you change this kid's last name or don't you?
I think you shouldn't change the kid's last name. Like you guys mentioned, he's only 4. I think when he gets older, he decides to go with a different last name because you see that his dad is taking care of him. And, I mean, that's fully on him. But 4 years old is too young to kind of name.
Yeah, listen, Michaela, you said you have a story.
Listen, my parents got divorced, and then when I was 18, I tried to legally change my name. Our last name is Cavaricci, and so it just sounded cool. It was part of Z Cavaricci genes. Like, it was like the thing I wanted to do, and I went to change it, and my dad was devastated.
Yeah.
And my dad was around as much as he could be. He did the very best that he could with what he had. And it sounds like this is what the dad is doing as well. He can't always be there, but it says very clearly in the email, he does try. I think it's just disrespectful. And I think that whether you're super young or super old, changing your last name, if it's not like a married thing, is just, if you're going to do it, you just got to know that, like, it's devastating to the father, I think.
Absolutely. 1,000,000%. And so when, I don't know that it was ever actually legally changed, because I'm a kid who grew up in the 70s.
Yeah.
So things were a little faster and looser in those days. But my mother remarried and married a gentleman named I use that term loosely.
Yeah.
But his name was Vince Wyrzycki, Wyrwitzke. Mm-hmm. And that was my name from like kindergarten to second, third, fourth grade. I don't know.
Wow.
But I guarantee my mom did that to hurt my dad.
Yeah.
She did. Ooh, that. She did. Sorry. I realize that now as an adult.
Yeah, it's really hurtful.
That she did that to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
and it's one thing if the dad isn't involved, like chose not to be around for years, didn't care at all. Then you're old enough, you're like, I want to change it. But that's not the circumstance here.
No, and I was my dad's world. He wasn't equipped to raise me, and he knew that.
Yeah.
He knew that. He knew I belonged with my mom.
Right.
But
he did his best.
I was his world.
Mm-hmm.
For the long, he would have loved nothing more than for me to have been at his knee worshiping the ground that he walked on.
Yeah,
just because that was my dad.
Yeah,
but yeah, I just no, the Tina, no.
Yeah.
Just don't.
You can change your last name. Let the kid keep his own last name.
I hear Bridget's point. Then now, I'll say this. I think if there was a situation where they were going to go the whole route and the new husband was going to adopt your son, I mean, if Jeff was a million times out of the picture, I think Jeff's got to work a little harder at maybe getting a little more visitation.
Yeah.
You know, because they were saying he can't get more time off, but he would if he could. Yeah. And I don't know Jeff's deal, but man, find a way.
Definitely find a way, but also it is hard to get time off. Like we have to really look at things realistically, and it's not about love. It's hard to get time off. And especially if he's paying for the kid or whatever, like, you know, there's a lot of circumstances to think about. I think that it should just be the last straw, changing your last name.
In my brain, Jeff lives alone in St. George. So it's just far enough that you can't do it. Well, I guess they could drive. You could drive. So let's put him farther. Let's say Jeff lives in Oregon.
Sure.
Okay. So it's just far enough to be far enough, and you can't, you know what I mean? It's not like you could just take him for the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not like, and again, you can't get a month off in the summer or whatever. And Jeff lives alone. And yeah, he didn't remarry. That's how I'm envisioning
this. That's how I see it too. Yeah. And it's, look, again, I don't think that a father should be away from his son, but if he's doing all the things he's trying to do, it's expensive to get flights. It's expensive to do all that. He's doing the best he can. She said that.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
And it's unanimous. Thank you. Listen, Chelsea, Melinda, Brianna, everybody else who's on the phone, thank you. But it doesn't sound, if you have another point to make on the other side of this, would love to hear what you have. If you're in favor of them changing the kid's name, I'd love to hear that point. But so far, we haven't heard it.
Sure.
Have we?
No, we have not.
Not from you?
Nope.
I didn't think so. I've learned your body language.
Yeah, Adrian, Big Daddy Adrian, himself.
No, I'm total no.
Adrian was like, no, I'm not going to fight right now.
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, then that may be it. Relationship Rehab, Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you very much.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
If you have not already heard this story this morning, I guarantee you're going to hear it about 73 times today because this is way out there. An 8-year-old girl in Ohio turned up missing Sunday morning. Parents hadn't seen her in a couple of hours. Well, it turns out girl had things to do. She's busy.
Slammed.
Security footage showed that the 8-year-old, I'm going to remind you, 8 years old. Don't get any ideas, kids. Listen.
Turn the radio down.
I realize you get, no, leave it up because you and your parents need to have a conversation. This is the part where your mom or your dad turns to you and tells of the unspeakable horrors that will befall upon you if you try pulling a stunt like this.
Right. I did this.
You did not.
I did.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Oh, well, that's different. You're 15. Stop.
But still, I was terrified at 15.
Oh, you've been in driver's head. I'm not.
I'm just saying at 8, she's got a lot of chutzpah. Me at 15, I was afraid I did it, but it was still not good.
With respect, it's night and day.
Yeah.
So you boosted your parents' car and went to go see whoever you went to go see.
But
this story.
Yeah.
8 years old. Got in the family's SUV and drove off. 8. Authorities found her 12 miles away, which they expect would have been a 20-minute drive across multiple highways and surface streets. She decided to go to Starbucks at Target, where she had ordered a Frappuccino. The police actually let her finish her frap before they took her home, which I think is adorable.
Oh, I love that.
And also kind of weird. Like, take it with you. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's not all. Somehow the 8-year-old had more than $400 in cash and had spent some of that at Target besides getting the frap. The cops had the store refund her for those purchases. It's not certain what she bought.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is nothing like your little 15-year-old excursion.
No, she's a genius. $400 and went to Target and Starbucks.
Okay. I'm going to say this right now. I refute the genius label. Kids, don't get any ideas right now. She's not a genius. She's no, you little brat. You little brat, don't do it. And I'm calling you right now. If you're looking at your mom in the car, you're going, I'm going to do that. No, you're a little brat.
She might be a brat, but that's pretty smart for 8 years old.
Why are you trying to tell kids that this is a good idea?
I'm not telling kids this is a good idea. My 8-year-old niece do this.
You are, though. You're going, they're going to listen to you, and they're going to hear you say, Michaela says it's genius.
Okay,
you're encouraging the behavior.
I would never encourage this behavior.
Well, then stop encouraging the behavior.
All right, fine. Okay, good. Don't do it then. Duh.
But he's still genius. I hear what you're thinking.
I did.
There are a lot of questions that don't have answers, like why the Starbucks barista and the Target clerk. Although if an 8-year-old comes up to the counter at the Starbucks, you'd serve them, right?
Yeah, it's kind of not weird to me. I'd give it to him.
That part's not weird. What is weird? What's weird is the eight year old going through the checkout line at Target all by themselves
with $400.
Yeah, and maybe they didn't know that she had $400. You know, like the cops were like, empty your pocket.
Yeah, sure.
But the going through the checkout line at 8 years old by yourself is weird to me. But the Starbucks part of it is not.
Yeah. It's not like she ordered a vanilla latte. She got a Frappuccino. That sounds kid friendly enough.
They're amazed that the girl was able to navigate to the Target. I think when I was eight, I'd be able to find my way there.
Yeah.
The parking interests me.
Yeah.
Because even as an adult, that's awful. And imagine if she'd have tried to go to Costco. Good Lord. Hey, Michaela, you want to do a fill in the blank?
Let's do it, baby.
I want to do it different.
Okay.
Then this time, when it comes to fill in the blank, I'll give you a category.
Okay.
So that kind of leads you down the path a little bit.
Okay, fine.
You know, it'll be fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, then. In 3, 2, 1, it's time for fill in the blank. Right on. That's fun. Okay. Now listen, leaving cash out in your car, valuables, your fancy sunglasses, that'll get people to break in.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you got to be careful about your snacks. 46-year-old dude named Sean Johnson stole a pickup truck in the lovely city of Beloit. What state?
Beloit, Michigan.
Wisconsin, you were so close.
Was I close?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's right on the Illinois border, apparently.
I don't know how that happened.
The reason why he picked that specific pick-em-up truck is why it's in the news. He told police that he was on, you don't need a category for this, he was on...
drugs?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
And decided to go ahead and try the door of the pickup truck because he saw a bag of tasty snacks. Which ones?
Cheetos.
Fritos.
Oh, close.
He loves
though.
Him some Fritos.
Same girl.
And they were sitting right there on the seat. Now, the truck was also open and the...
door was unlocked. Keys were in the ignition.
Keys were in the ignition. I was making a hand signal, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean may have wanted a little more than the Fritos and decided to take off and presumably ate the Fritos whilst he was making his getaway.
Yeah, duh.
He used the truck to drive to a place where a lot of people go, especially on Sunday.
A church.
Yes.
Oh.
Where he then broke into several other vehicles. It is not known whether they also had Fritos in their front seat, but I'm guessing no.
Yeah, not the church people.
Sean then, but he did steal. Who leaves their
keys in the ignition?
In well, no.
A wallet.
Yeah. And guess how much money it had in it?
$100.
$400.
Who has $400 cash in their wallet?
And leaves it in the car.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Then he took somebody's credit card to buy stuff at Walgreens, Family Dollar, McDonald's. He admitted to everything once the police showed him security footage.
Yeah, to admit it.
From all the various cameras that got him on video, the details have just, this happened back in June, but the details have just come out ahead of his trial. Shockingly, facing charges for burglary, identity theft, and possession of a stolen vehicle. And he's using the old Frito defense. The Fritos made me do it. Not the drugs.
The Fritos.
The Fritos. That's a thrilling addition of fill in the blank, everybody.
Yes. Good to be back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of people getting stuff stolen, we were just talking about the guy who broke into the car because of the Fritos.
Yeah, but I get it.
British policing Prime Minister Dame Diana Johnson. Sounds very impressive.
Yes, it does.
She was giving a speech on theft. Mm-hmm. When her purse got stolen.
No. Oh, God, the irony.
Dame Diana was attending a conference for senior police officers in a hotel on Tuesday. Her valuables were swiped. I'm dying to know where. You know what I mean? Like, did you leave them in the back room?
Yeah.
Did you? Where? Why?
Just
how?
The audacity, though, between the speech and the audience, someone to steal it. Like,
in a room full of cops.
Oh,
let's go in
God.
And just clean them out. Too many town centers and high streets across the country have been gripped by an epidemic of antisocial behavior, theft, and shoplifting. They believe she was saying that while her stuff was headed out the door.
I just can't. The visual.
They found the guy. He's been arrested on suspicion of burglary, but still. Probably because, you know what? You got to have big ones to be able to walk around like that. Yeah. And I'm sure he wasn't moving very fast. You know what I'm saying?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Next time you see some crazy person try to make a move towards the airplane emergency exit doors, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Why?
They're basically impossible to open while you're in midair because due to pressure, it would take 24,000 pounds of force to open the door, which doesn't explain necessarily why the one fell out.
Yeah.
You know, what was that, about a year ago, maybe even less than that? That doesn't explain any of that, except for the fact that the bolts were missing.
Yeah.
But still, it would think that it...
That's still a relief, because people are getting crazier on those planes, and I like to know that it'll take that much to get the door off.
I was reading something the other day, though, that said a lot of that is calming down.
Good.
And they think the reason why is because they're not making people wear masks on planes anymore.
Oh, it was making
anymore,
them crazy.
Because people were getting just upset.
Yeah.
And also prices are kind of, you know, they were doing a lot of discounts to try and get people to fly. So you'd have a lot of people that really didn't know how it worked.
Sure.
And just thought that they were getting on. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, open the emergency door.
Whatever.
Psycho.
It's not a city bus, dude. It's not the cat bus riding through town. Bus. Kidding me? You know what? That's it. We're going to go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC. I think today you want to find me. I'll be at my house unless we go to Costco, which is also always possible. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast. New episode just dropped. And the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m., baby.
Of course you will. You'll always see her at Fontainebleau. And if you do see me at Costco, I'll buy you a hot dog. That's for real.
You might see me at Costco then if you're buying.
No, I'll spring for it. You could have two if you want to, but I'll do that. Adrian's what time are we going to Costco?
I know, I'm kind of me too. I'm like, get a slice of pizza. What's up?
Lunch. Let's go.
Lunch date. Let's do it. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mikayla, you want to do a fill in the blank?
Let's do it, baby.
I want to do it different.
Okay.
Then this time, when it comes to fill in the blank, I'll give you a category.
Okay.
So that kind of leads you down the path a little bit.
Okay, fine.
You know, it'll be fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, then in 3, 2, 1, it's time for fill in the blank. Right on. That's fun. Okay. Now listen. Leaving cash out in your car, valuables, your fancy sunglasses, that'll get people to break in.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you got to be careful about your snacks. 46-year-old dude named Sean Johnson stole a pickup truck in the lovely city of Beloit. What state?
Beloit, Michigan.
Wisconsin. You were so close.
Was I close?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's right on the Illinois border, apparently.
I don't know how that happened.
The reason why he picked that specific pick-em-up truck is why it's in the news. He told police that he was on, you don't need a category for this, he was on
drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
And decided to go ahead and try the door of the pickup truck because he saw a bag of tasty snacks. Which ones?
Cheetos.
Fritos.
Oh, close.
He loves
though.
Him some Fritos.
Same girl.
And they were sitting right there on the seat. Now, the truck was also open and the
door was unlocked.
And
keys were in the ignition.
Keys were in the ignition. I was making a hand signal, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean may have wanted a little more than the Fritos and decided to take off and presumably ate the Fritos whilst he was making his getaway.
Yeah, duh.
He used the truck to drive to a place where a lot of people go, especially on Sunday.
A church.
Yes.
Oh.
Where he then broke into several other vehicles. It is not known whether they also had Fritos in their front seat, but I'm guessing no.
Yeah, not the church people.
Sean then, but he did steal. Who leaves their
keys in the ignition?
Well, no.
A wallet.
Yeah. And guess how much money it had in it?
$100.
$400.
Who has $400 cash in their wallet?
And leaves it in the car.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Then he took somebody's credit card to buy stuff at Walgreens, Family Dollar, McDonald's. He admitted to everything once the police showed him security footage.
Yeah, to admit it.
From all the various cameras that got him on video. the details have just, this happened back in June, but the details have just come out ahead of his trial. Shockingly, facing charges for burglary, identity theft, and possession of a stolen vehicle. And he's using the old Frito defense. The Fritos made me do it. Not the drugs.
The Fritos.
The Fritos. That's a thrilling addition of fill in the blank, everybody.
Yes. Good to be back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of people getting stuff stolen, we were just talking about the guy who stole, broke into the car because of the Fritos.
Yeah, but I get it.
British policing Prime Minister Dame Diana Johnson. Sounds very impressive.
Yes, it does.
She was giving a speech on theft. Mm-hmm. When her purse got stolen.
No. Oh, God, the irony.
Dame Diana was attending a conference for senior police officers in a hotel on Tuesday. Her valuables were swiped. I'm dying to know where. You know what I mean? Like, did you leave them in the back room?
Yeah.
Did you? Where? Why?
Just
how?
The audacity, though, between the speech and the audience, someone to steal it.
In a room full of cops. Oh, let's go in and just clean them out. Too many town centers and high streets across the country have been gripped by an epidemic of antisocial behavior, theft, and shoplifting. They believe she was saying that while her stuff was headed out the door.
I just can't. The visual.
They found the guy. He's been arrested on suspicion of burglary, but still. Probably because, you know what? You got to have big ones to be able to walk around like that. Yeah. And I'm sure he wasn't moving very fast. You know what I'm saying?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. Next time you see some crazy person try to make a move towards the airplane emergency exit doors, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Why?
They're basically impossible to open while you're in midair because due to pressure, it would take 24,000 pounds of force to open the door, which doesn't explain necessarily why the one fell out.
Yeah.
You know, what was that, about a year ago, maybe even less than that? That doesn't explain any of that, except for the fact that the bolts were missing.
Yeah.
But still, it would think that it...
That's still a relief, because people are getting crazier on those planes, and I like to know that it'll take that much to get the door off.
I was reading something the other day, though, that said a lot of that is calming down.
Good.
And they think the reason why is because they're not making people wear masks on planes anymore.
Oh, it was making
anymore,
them crazy.
Because people were getting just upset.
Yeah.
And also prices are kind of, you know, they were doing a lot of discounts to try and get people to fly. So you'd have a lot of people that really didn't know how it worked.
Sure.
And just thought that they were getting on, I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, open the emergency door.
Whatever.
Psycho.
It's not a city bus, dude. It's not the cat bus riding through town. Are you kidding me? You know what? That's it. We're going to go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC. I think today you want to find me, I'll be at my house, unless we go to Costco, which is also always possible. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast. New episode just dropped. And the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m., baby.
Of course you will. You'll always see her at Fontainebleau. And if you do see me at Costco, I'll buy you a hot dog. That's for real.
You might see me at Costco then if you're buying.
No, I'll spring for it. You could have two if you want to, but I'll do that. Adrian's what time are we going to Costco?
I know, I'm kind of me too. I'm like, get a slice of pizza. What's up?
Lunch. Let's go.
Lunch date. Let's do it. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, next time you see some crazy person try to make a move towards the airplane emergency exit doors, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Why?
They're basically impossible to open while you're in midair because due to pressure, it would take 24,000 pounds of force to open the door, which doesn't explain necessarily why the one fell out.
Yeah.
You know, what was that, about a year ago, maybe even less than that? That doesn't explain any of that, except for the fact that the bolts were missing.
Yeah.
But still, it would think that it...
That's still a relief, because people are getting crazier on those planes, and I like to know that it'll take that much to get the door off.
I was reading something the other day, though, that said a lot of that is calming down.
Good.
And they think the reason why is because they're not making people wear masks on planes anymore.
Oh, it was making them crazy.
Because people were getting just upset.
Yeah.
And also prices are kind of, you know, they were doing a lot of discounts to try and get people to fly. So you'd have a lot of people that really didn't know how it worked.
Sure.
And just thought that they were getting on, I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, open the emergency door.
Whatever.
Psycho.
It's not a city bus, dude. It's not the cat bus riding through town. Bus. Kidding me? You know what? That's it. We're going to go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, or follow us collectively at 985KLUC. I think today you want to find me, I'll be at my house, unless we go to Costco, which is also always possible. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast, new episode just dropped, and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH, and I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m., baby.
Of course you will. You'll always see her at Fontainebleau. And if you do see me at Costco, I'll buy you a hot dog. That's for real.
You might see me at Costco then if you're buying.
No, I'll spring for it. You could have two if you want to, but I'll do that. Adrian's what time are we going to Costco?
I know, I'm kind of meet you. I'm like, get a slice of pizza. What's
up? Lunch. Let's go.
It's a lunch date. Let's do it. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.